Jackson Show. Scheduled especially at this time and rebroadcast exclusively for you men in the armed forces of the United States and your brothers in arms by the Special Service Division of the War Department. Starring Fred Allen with Portman Hoppe and Al Goodman Thornton.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, America started celebrating its 33rd annual Boy Scout Week. Tonight, we bring you a chap who is no longer a boy, but he's still a pretty good scout. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Jimmy, I'm glad you mentioned that this is Boy Scout Week. It brings back many happy memories.
Well, were you really a Boy Scout, friend?
Oh, that's how I got this cold, Jimmy, running around in my Boy Scout pants all day yesterday. Oh, yes, years ago I was a tenderfoot, a cub, and then an Eagle Scout. I was an Eagle Scout so long, every spring I molted. It was quite a thing. People used to follow me around and pick up the little molted feathers, you know.
Well, did you do a good deed every day?
Once a Boy Scout, always a Boy Scout, Jimmy. I'm still doing good deeds.
Oh, yes? What is a good deed for today?
Well, tonight, in a tea shop, Jimmy, I saw a little old lady with a portable radio. She was trying to tune in Jack Benny's program. Well, I went over and broke the knob off the little old lady's portable. If that wasn't a good deed, it just goes to show you that you... Well, portable, gee, yes. You're just in time, Portland. Jimmy and I are celebrating Boy Scout Week. You know, it's too bad you're not a Boy Scout.
My Uncle Phil is a Boy Scout.
Oh, really?
He's Head Beaver in the Beaver Patrol.
Oh, Head Beaver. Hmm? Well, he's got the teeth for it. I mean...
Uncle Phil's teeth stick out so far, Mama says he can eat corn on the cob through a knot hole.
Oh. I've heard he can eat caraway seed out of a dimple with those teeth. I know. I know, though, those buck teeth. Your uncle looks as though his tonsils just hollered fire and his teeth are trying to get out of his mouth. Well, you haven't any other Boy Scouts in your family, have you?
Mama's a furnace girl.
What is a furnace girl?
She used to be a campfire girl, but they converted to coal.
Could be. Well, that does it. I guess I'm off to Allen's Alley, Portland.
Have you a question for tonight?
Oh, yes. This week, the War Manpower Commission listed 29 non-deferrable occupations and warned workers to give up non-essential work and find war jobs. So our question is, will this work of fight order affect you?
Are you ready to leave for Allen's Alley?
You bet. Well, here we are in Allen's Alley, Portland.
John Doe's lights just went out.
Well, I'll knock before John Doe gets into bed. He's pretty slow, you know.
Who's knocking? I ain't got my glasses on.
Oh, really? Mr. Doe, what is your opinion of the Manpower Commission's new order?
Oh, I'm writing my congressman.
Why?
Well, I'm a bartender.
Oh, a bartender. And you feel attending bar is essential to the war effort?
Why, bartenders is the backbone of humanity. It's like the poet says.
What, Mr. Doe?
When the keys of the world is too heavy to bear and you start to pass out on a bender, whose apron strings do you reach out for grasp? Your mother's? No, the bartender.
Who wrote that, Mr. Doe?
John Drinkwater.
Well, you don't mind giving up your bartender's job, do you, Mr. D?
No, but before I go, there's one customer I'd like to see.
One customer?
I'd like to give Hitler a Mickey.
I think Hitler's having enough trouble with the Finns as it is. Well, we got no place with Mr. Doe. I wonder how Mrs. Nussbaum is taking it.
No.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum.
Well, he says, this is conversation.
And how do you feel about these non-deferrable occupations?
I am reading that duty operators is non-essential. This I am personally resenting.
Duty operators? Well, you've been affected, have you?
Every week I'm catching a beauty treatment that's henna heaven.
Henna heaven, huh?
Francois is rinsing with finger waving. Francois is taking a defense job.
Oh, so this week you've got no beauty treatment, huh?
My face is pasty.
Yes, I know.
Over both my eyes, my hair is hanging down. I could be a Britannica Lake.
Well,
my husband eventually is taking one look. He is yelling, "Oi!" and running out to enlisting.
Your husband joined the army?
Rensselaer is joining the Marines. He shall be near his friends.
Ah, he has friends.
That dope. He's thinking it is the same Solomon who formerly lived upstairs.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum is all set now for Mr. Mulligan. Well, Socrates, are you in an essential industry?
No, I wrote in to find out.
Oh, you wrote in? What is your occupation?
I'm a filler at an orange juice stand.
A filler at an orange juice stand?
Yeah, when it squeezes an orange juice, he hands it to me.
Oh, and you?
I put my hand down into the glass and feel around in the orange.
Oh. You feel around for what?
So, if I feel any seeds, I pick them up.
Oh. Well, it's nerve-wracking work, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Some days I don't like feel like feeling, but I gotta feel. Other days I feel like feeling, and there's nothing to feel.
And you say you have written in about your orange juice feeling.
Yeah, on account of using navel oranges, I may be essential.
Oh. Here we are at the end of the alley again. I'll try here.
Greetings, neighbor. Yoicks away. Falstaff's here for his tete-a-tete.
Well, something tells me you've been up to more poems.
Yes, indeed. Have you heard, said the polywog to the little dog, in a minute or two, I'll be a frog?
No, I don't think so.
Or the band was playing Begin the Begin as I chased Nelly around the mezzanine. We call my father Axe Head because he keeps flying off the handle.
Well, finally, tonight we've been discussing non-deferrable occupations and jobs that are essential.
Precisely why I am here. I have written a poem.
What is your poem called?
The title is, I Have Written No Poem Tonight.
Oh, that's the title, huh? How doesn't it go?
I have written no poem tonight, and it's not the fault of the muse. It's the Manpower Commission's new edict. Under duress, I bow to its views. Bartenders, busboys, and porters, or messenger bearing credential, are the same as a dishwasher, usher, or valet. These jobs are all held non-essential. That's why I've written no poem tonight. If you greet this news with elation, thank Mr. McNutt, who recently ruled poetry a non-deferrable occupation.
That was very nice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as our musical guest tonight, we welcome back Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. Their song, This is the Army, Mr. Joe.
This is the Army, Mr. Joe. No time to bring the telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you know never bed anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like for that expression free. You had a house to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. She was to your just a man, then in the army and not in a band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town.
And she won't worry you anymore.
A bunch of fighting rookies you sat there listening to it all. They listened while the sergeant started laying down the law.
This is the army, Mrs.
Jones. My family dreams of telephones, a beautiful girl to fall in love with. You live in the fight with all of your might. You're part of the shore. Be ready to go. Remember to do what the future will command.